right, let's talk about a great organization I found out about. And I said, you know what, let's get some of these folks on. And we have done just that. Jacqueline Morrow, clinical director. Paul Hirsch, director of youth of the ACT teams. And we are talking hope for youth. We're going to find out a lot. We welcome Jacqueline. We welcome Paul to the airwaves here on LA News Radio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Jacqueline, let's start it out. As far as what is Hope for Youth, tell the audience, where are you located? When was it founded? The mission, the whole thing. Go ahead.
Hope for Youth is a not-for-profit voluntary agency serving children and adolescents in the community. Our mission is dedicated to facilitate positive change in the lives of children, adolescents, and families. We provide stable, nurturing residential care, foster care, prevention, outpatient programs that educate, motivate, and empower individuals to become self-sufficient and achieve full potential. Our main office is located in Amityville, New York. We have an arrangement of services that include residential programs. We operate the Suffolk County Only Youth and Runaway Homeless Shelter. We provide non-secured attention and retention for adolescents on probation, family court, and the Department of Mental Hygiene. We work and provide diagnostic evaluations for probation, family court, and mental hygiene. We operate from our original foundation, a traditional boys group home, and we specialize in programs for children, adolescents, from outpatient, mental health, substance use prevention and treatment, and we have over 35 foster care families that we work with. We have specialty programs. We're working with Suffolk County Drug Treatment Court and Suffolk County Probation. We also have some facilities in Nassau County providing preventive work for Nassau County PINS Diversion and for Nassau County Child Protective Services.
Well, let's get to Paul Hirsch. Paul, it's all about engagement, right? I mean, give me some of the main scopes of activity in which Hope for Youth is that. How are they engaged?
Sure. I mean, you know, we reach out when we get a referral. We reach out. We go to the parents' home. This is for the ACT program. We go to their homes. We meet with the youth and the families together. We, you know, we want to get a course history. We want to find out what the current symptoms are. And we want to know how we could best address their needs. So, you know, it's really family and child focused. We want to help them with their goals. It's not about us. It's solely about the kids.
Services, Jacqueline. I know a lot is on the residential programs, right, the focus. But you guys also run, from what I was reading, a very successful outpatient clinic for young people, you know, impacted by substance use or maybe mental health issues. Can you elaborate on that a little?
Yes. Since the late 90s, we've operated an OASIS licensed facility to provide substance use and prevention treatment to anyone who has a diagnosis or has been impacted by substance use. We truly specialize in treating children, adolescents, and their families. So a lot of the referrals we receive are adolescents that are in the probation department, have mild offenses. We work with them and their families because if a child or adolescent is going through something, it's impacting the entire family unit. So we try to provide support for the family and help them guide the youth and adolescent to be successful. We also work with Suffolk County Treatment Court. We provide child-parent psychotherapy for a specialized program called FOCUS. FOCUS stands for Families Overcoming Crisis Through Unified Systems. We work to provide services for children 0 to 5 with their legal guardian. That is to try to help the family reestablish trust and attachment and safety within the home.
Mm-hmm.
We provide preventive services within the community, going to community events, providing education on skill building in the school-based programs. If we try to get the children at a younger age, we feel that they won't turn to substances later on in life.
Well, Paul, what about the families in general? Because sometimes it's not on the individual. Sometimes it's not on the youth, right? But the parents. Do you get the parents involved? as far as everything, you know, with discussions? How does that work with you guys?
Sure. There's no work without the family involvement. We could teach the kids skills, but if the parents also aren't on board, then things don't get better. So, again, and the families are also right in the middle of it with their kids. You know, if the kid is impacted, so is the family. So when we go into the homes, like I said, we're assessing the youth. We're also talking to the families. We want to know what their goals are. We want to know how we can help them. We want to know, you know, how long these things have been going on, if there's any family history of mental illness, if there's any family history of substance abuse. We want to, you know, address both the family's needs and teach skills to both the family and the child in order to have improvement.
All right, so you got the residential programs, you got the outpatient programs. We know that. I mentioned in the beginning you got the ACT team program. That stands for Assertiveness Community Treatment. From what I've read, it's a model that's been used for years, Jacqueline, with adults, but I hear that Hope for Youth, the first agency in the country, now think about this, folks, in the nation, okay, to put in place ACT teams for young people. How did that come about?
There's been a huge crisis in the mental health field, especially for children and adolescents. It's really impacting our schools, our judicial system, our resident programs. And right now, especially with COVID, hospital beds were full, and there wasn't a place for children and adolescents who were struggling. If you were in a hospital, you would stay there, then you'd go home to some traditional outpatient services. If you were lucky, you found a bed at a hospital stay, and then you returned to some, maybe a partial program, which would be a half day. So this is a new initiative to try to really help children and adolescents from 10 to 21 to remain in the community with their families, getting the most intensive services in their home. So barrier to treatment is coming to an office facility. Our ACT team goes to your home. We'll go to your school. We'll go to your library, wherever you're comfortable meeting with us, to try to keep the children and adolescents safe and stable. So it was an initiative from OMH, the Office of Mental Health, the New York State, and we're really, really, really excited to be implementing it. We've been live for 6 weeks.
We hear a lot about the cost of health care. That includes mental health care. Is the ACT team model cost-effective versus a more traditional treatment plan, Paul Hirsch?
Sure, it is. What we are doing is, no matter how many services we have per month, we are generating one bill for that month. A hospital stay or a residential facility bills per day, we seem to be more cost-effective in that way. In the fact that, you know, it's one bill, it's for an unlimited amount of services. We attempt to get in the home at least 6 times a month, and that is individual work, family work, case management support, and also psychiatry. So, you know, we are really a mobile clinic coming to that home to address the needs of the families and the youth.
Oh, no doubt. How many young people can the program accommodate at any one time, and how do the children get chosen to participate in the ACT team program, Jacqueline?
We can work with up to 36 children and families at any given time. We start with 6 referrals per month, providing individual care. And all referrals, anyone can send a referral in from the school, the Department of Social Services, another healthcare provider, and they send it to CSPOA, which is Children's Single Point of Access. They review the documents, they see if everything is there, past histories, and they'll make a determination of what's the best referral. Is it Hope for Youth? Is it another treatment facility? Is it a community residential facility? Thus far, we have received all our referrals for May, and we're really excited to be working with the families.
So, Paul, I know May, people might not know this, but the month of May happens to be National Foster Care Month, and Hope for Youth, with a very robust foster care placement program. What do you guys look for in your organization when identifying the best possible foster families in general?
There's a variety of things in families. Most importantly, a loving, caring home, people who can provide a safe environment. We train all of our families that we work with in getting an understanding of the children and adolescents that are coming to their home. We provide them, the foster parents, with support because the children could be coming with various needs. And someone who's open, honest, and wants to provide a nurturing environment for a child or adolescent.
Good stuff. Paul, if folks want to get a little more information, maybe even want to volunteer, how would they kind of go about it? Who would they get in touch with?
That's a really good question. You know, our agency certainly is open to volunteers. As far as the contact person, maybe Jacqueline could best answer that one. I'm not sure.
So we have a really robust website at www.hfyny.org. You can find out all about our various programs, our residential diagnostic, our runaway youth shelter, our clinic programs, the new ACT team. There's many volunteer opportunities from anywhere from helping us wrap gifts for the holiday season. We run a lot of different fundraisers. A lot of the children who come to us in garbage bags with their belongings in. So we usually do several times a year a fund drive for luggage for those children. It could be anywhere from volunteering to be at one of our fundraisers. We run have the Run for Hope that usually happens in the fall. So please visit our website. Depending on different departments, there'd be different directors that you would contact, but the website will lead you to where you need to go.
You guys are doing great work. Keep it up, okay? Jacqueline Morrow, Clinical Director, Paul Hirsch, Director of Youth, ACT Teams. We're talking hope for youth, and we can't thank you enough for all that you do for our youth and families in general. Thanks so much. We'll have you on again for updates. How's that?
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it all. It's great stuff. Hope for youth, ladies and gentlemen. We break. We'll come back. We get back into Gilgo right after this.